next, Shirley Guler's in the house, and she is reviewing a novel called Being Bill by Peter Terry. My understanding is that essentially this novel is set within the professional theatre industry in South Africa, with the main character works in the drama department of a doomed Pretoria State Theatre in the late 90s. And he has an equally doomed obsession with a very much younger, very beautiful opera singer. And his obsession plays out over 25 years with, I'm told, a very surprise ending. Welcome to the show, Shirley Guler, and Being Bill by Peter Terry.
The more I delved into this book, Being Bill by Peter Terry, the more I enjoyed it. The premise is unusual, writing a biography in an autobiography or vice versa, so that you wonder how much is actually semi-autobiographical or even autobiographical. The author spent a long time working in many departments of the old Performing Arts Council of the Transvaal, PACT, and can therefore speak with both familiarity and authority. The novel is all based on a one-hour chat, and the narrator has taken huge license, investing in Bill Blaine a life that is far more interesting than one could expect of a suit in the State Theatre in Pretoria. Bill is the English-speaking head of drama in an Afrikaans world in a burgeoning, awakening black environment in the 1990s. All you can imagine about the South Africa of the times is there. Sexual harassment and racially charged sexual harassment, suicide or murder, and politics. Add betrayal, which leads to false accusations, well, sort of, which leads to job loss, new relationships, and new and flourishing careers, and ultimately loneliness. Then add obsession, which almost unrealistically grows digitally into adoration and adultery of the mind, if not always of the body, and with an age difference thrown in. Then there's terminal illness and dicky relationships, and you have a good read right there. So reading about locations like the State Theatre and settings like opera and drama of the old Performing Arts Councils will be nostalgic for some and an education for others. I think this novel is more than a novel. It adds to the social history of the time with more than the changing political landscape, but things we have forgotten or never knew. Dial-up internet and cell phones the size of bricks. It's very accessible, written in bite-sized chunks with subheadings instead of chapters. The biographer, named only on the back cover, is never intrusive, and although you know the biographer and the subject spent only 1 hour together, you have no idea what is real and what is imagined as he takes a life and examines it forwards and backwards, from his first love, met in the UK and married in the old Transvaal, to his real love. Oh yes, if you live in Bloemfontein, you may not be happy with the eloquent description of your town. Just a couple of days after I finished reading and reviewing Peter Terry's Being Bill, the sad and sudden news came through that Terry had just died. I'm sorry I never got to tell him how much I enjoyed his book, and on behalf of FMR's book reviewers, our condolences to his loved ones.
Thank you so much for that thoughtful and sensitive review, Shirley. And I'm so pleased we've been able to talk about this novel and cover it and talk a little bit about Peter Terry, and tragically sad that we lost him so recently. And the entire Fine Music Radio team, we send our condolences to his friends and family and to the industry in general. He will be sorely missed. Thank you so much, Shirley. And our condolences to all. I'm so glad we got to cover this book. FMR.